You're listening to the Oh Those Toes podcast, the only podcast recorded live in a pedicure salon. Or at least it should be. Unfortunately, no, because we're in two different states. But hello again, listeners, followers, friends, and people who stumbled on us by accident and stuck around this 45 seconds. With you as always, I'm Top Toes.
And I am your co-host, Annie. And yes, you are listening to the Oh Those Toes podcast. I don't know how practical it would be if we recorded this from a salon. But it's pretty fucking noisy in those places.
It is, and at least around here, very often noisy in languages I don't speak.
Agreed. There is one I've been, you know, so I've been on the hunt for a good pedicurist. What do they call them? Nail tech?
Whatever. Nail technician, I think, is the preferred, or at least, isn't that what Juno's stepmom was? I'm a nail technician.
Well, someone who does my toes. I've been looking for one that's like talented enough that they can do a good pedicure and then a good art to go with it. Because my issue is the pedicure itself is fine. It's the polish that I have an issue with. I don't like sloppy lines and missed spots, and you know, I don't like it coming out the edge or whatever. I'm like super picky bitch about that. Like, no. I should not be able to do a better job than you do at polishing ever.
Well, that's difficult because you really could do it professionally. I've seen your work. So yeah, that puts it to a high standard. But then again, yeah, you know, you go to a professional because they can do it better than you, or at least they should.
Well, at a very minimum, and I get if you can't do the art, like if they can't do the art part of it, I understand, right? But your line should not be, like, the polish should not be on my actual toe or my cuticle, like, not on my skin. Mm. So you shouldn't have to tell me, oh, that'll wash off in the shower. Like,
no, you bitch. Go around, like, with a little stick and you clear that up.
Yes.
You know, or the opposite, though. If you, I've seen people go get the professional pedi and they don't treat the cuticle first, and therefore, like, there's the big cuticle line that makes it look like the pedi's grown out before it even, like, you leave the shop.
Yes, exactly. Yes. Or so, they'll leave like little skin bits around, like they don't get the whole thing.
Yeah. So welcome to this episode of Us Two Picky Bitches and our problems with pedis. But you know, I'm the only guy, you know, or probably the only guy, you know, who's you know, been to the pedicure salon more than a dozen times, and not for my own purposes, but somehow I always end up there.
So my question is it because they know that you like feet and they want you to, like, you know, accompany them to the nudist beach and shit? Like,
sometimes.
Okay.
So yeah, I mean, obviously with a significant other, you know, you're hanging out over the weekend or whatever, and they're like, I gotta go get my toes done. You just go together, no big deal.
My husband has come with me in the past, and he's also gotten his toes done in the past.
Somebody always offers, and I always refuse. I know how ticklish I am. I do not want buffed or polished toenails or anything of that nature. I always pass. But, and you know, people never stop offering.
The husband actually likes the massage part of it, and the massage chair.
I'm terrible with the, I don't like people touching my feet.
I don't understand that coming from you.
I know. It's not ironic. What is the word?
Are you being a hypocrite?
That's the word I'm looking for. It's hypocritical. But no, I mean, I've tried on a number of occasions. I continue to allow people to try to massage my feet or kiss my feet or suck my toes or whatever, and just never been able to enjoy that. Not my bag. But
yes, I mean, if you're extremely ticklish and you don't like being tickled, I can totally see that. Like, but a good foot rub, like, you don't enjoy a good foot rub?
No, but I don't enjoy a good neck or back rub either.
Oh, okay.
I don't know what's up with me. I'm just you know, that kind of touch just bothers me. I'm a weirdo.
That is weird. But I do enjoy a good back rub. Yeah. I do. In fact, it almost always leads to sex.
Oh, yeah, no.
I mean, it's really like basic bitch of me. I understand, right?
But, no, but yeah. For me, it would be like so much the opposite kind of feeling. It would be like lead to me going to the shower and shaking and curling up.
That's insane.
Do no, it's feel weird. That like we're about, talking like, about it, and I'm picturing it, and like my shoulders are tense.
You get like you're scrunching up. Are you like?
Yeah.
Do you feel that way about other parts of your body? Like, what if somebody wants to rub your ass? Like a good ass rub. I'm not talking about like anus. I mean just cheeks.
I don't know. I can't say I've had a specific. Somebody tried to give me a good ass rub. Because, I mean, if you're not into back rubs, somebody's not going to offer you an ass rub.
What if you're having, like, anal play or something? I mean, you know, like, gotta touch the whole thing. You don't just jump right into the ass. I mean, I don't know. I get, you know, I think, I suspect that it's because mostly you're a giver.
I don't know. It might just be because I'm autistic or something. That kind of massage-y kind of touch, I can't, it's doesn't really matter what body part you're trying it on. It's just not, aside from my scalp.
What?
And I think you know that you can't, do not try to mess up my hair. That's always been a thing.
That's what but I'm if, saying.
If
what?
We're past that point, and you're giving me the good nails on the scalp scratch rub. Yeah, that'll make me purr.
But that's it. Nothing. That's really weird because that's the place that you, I would think you'd be like, never in a fucking million years touch my hair or my scalp because running your dirty fingers through my beautiful hair. Like, I would think that would be your least favorite place to be rubbed, really.
I'm an enigma.
You really are. Such a weird kid.
But meanwhile, back at the salon. So you
but that's why we're here, right? We're just a couple of weirdos here.
Yep. You asked me about, you know, why they bring me to the salon. So yeah, obviously significant others, I've gone with them. I have had a couple friends who knew I had a foot fetish who would then, you know, intentionally. I had a friend who like came in from out of state, shot me a text and said, I'm going to get my pedi. Like lunchtime, meet me at such and such a place. I'm like, you're awesome. What better place to chill out and catch up than at the while they're getting their pedi?
Right. Yeah. While they're getting all. I mean, it's the best time. Like immediately after the pedicure is when it's the prettiest, right? Although I gotta tell you, I did go. One of the last times I went, this very rude, disgusting looking man walked in and demanded that they do a last minute pedi because he had an ingrown toenail. And the girl tried explaining to him that they don't do that there. He has to go to a podiatrist. And
yeah, like,
no, you've always done it. I'm a diabetic and you guys do a really good job here. So you have to do it. And they did it. I'm not really sure why, cause I wouldn't have, but, it was really gross. Like the whole situation was just really gross. His feet were gross. He was gross. He was a gross human being.
I can't think of which ones per se, but it really wouldn't matter to our audience. But I know that I've been to a couple salons that do actually cater to diabetic foot care as well as, you know, obviously women and much more, you know, toenail painting, etc.
Well, diabetic foot care is different than an ingrown toenail, though.
Yeah, well, you brought up the him saying he's diabetic, you know.
That's true. He did
because of the fact that he's diabetic, the ingrown toenail, if not treated, could get become something very significant. But we do not give medical advice on this show.
We do not, no.
We talk about sexy things and feet. So I did have two different coworkers. I mean, you kind of get that, the work wife situation.
Okay, yeah.
So two different of my coworkers would have actually had me go to the pedi with them. And I don't know if they had already figured out what my deal was or if it was more like, I mean, one of them also would take me dress shopping with her. You know, like she just wanted my fashion advice. She She figured out that I was bi and, you know,
I was going to say, gay friend vibes. It was just because you're like, yeah, both ways.
Because it was the total gay friend vibes. She trusted my fashion advice more than she trusted most of her female friends. So in that kind of vibe, going to get the petty with her was no big deal either for her.
Are you poly at work too? I mean, come on, because usually we have one work wife, but you got two work wives, two.
Well, this was at two different times, you know, as people come in and out of the office. You know, the layout of my office doesn't really allow me to have more than one at a time anyway. So yeah, work wife polyamory. Don't know. I'll let you know when there's, you know.
You're such a slut. And I'm not slut shaming you. That's a compliment. But yeah, okay. So, yeah, you know, I get asked a lot what I do to take care of my feet. Now, it's both by men and women. I know that sometimes the men ask just because they want to talk about it as they're masturbating on the other end.
Eight DMs to a sticky belly, as I've always said.
But I do get asked sometimes, and also in group chats, it pops up with, you know, like, what are the best ways to care for your feet? Now, we have to clarify, right? Like, these are for the people that want to present like a clean, soft look, because there's people that cater to other fetishes and they like the callous feet and the dirty feet and the super stinky feet, you know, that collect the lint in between the toes and all that. But I do prefer to keep my feet clean. Not that they don't, I mean, they get dirty all the time, but once they get too bad, I do go get a pedicure. And then in between pedicures, I'm constantly taking care of my feet. So I thought we'd talk a little bit about, you know, kind of a routine and how to keep your feet pretty and pampered and ready for your partner. Because I don't know about you. Have you ever made out with like really rough feet?
Really rough? No, I wouldn't say so. I think I've always been lucky to have partners who pay some attention. You know, occasionally to be like, oh, I'm sorry, there's a callus here. And the funny thing is, like, they'll bring it to my attention before I even, like, know, and practically wouldn't care. I mean, we're humans. There's always going to be, you know, a hard spot on a heel or a little callus up, you know, that spot behind the big toe that always gets calloused. Now, my feet are always calloused. So it's funny that when you're in a relationship with somebody who knows you're a foot fetish, they're going to be the first one to bring it to your attention. They're so hyper aware of their feet at that point.
Right, yes. So I have, there's been a couple times, I often actually, where the husband goes to rub his face on my feet and I'm like, no, my feet are really rough right now, because the reality is I love to be barefoot. I'm everywhere barefoot. I'm on the concrete barefoot. I'm in the grass. I do gardening barefoot. Everything is barefoot. And so I'm constantly like the upkeep. So I get pedicures pretty regularly, but like I said, I've been having a hard time with finding somebody that can do the polish just how I want it. So I've been, I don't know, I'm saying like maybe twice a month I do my own. And then one of those other times I go into the salon, just because, you know, I've always said, I don't really know how to cut my own nails. I always give myself ingrown nails. I did go recently to get a pedicure and I told him the color that I wanted. And then I said, don't put a top coat on it. And he was like, well, like, that's the weirdest request, right? He's like, why not? Like, it needs shiny, or do you want a matte top coat? And I'm like, no, I don't want a matte. I don't want a shiny, like, just leave it. And he was like, but then it's going to chip. And I had to explain to him
that you're going to put your own design on it.
Yes. And do my own artwork. And he says, well, I can put a flower on it. And I said, boy, no one wants your basic bitch flower on there. Like, at this point in my foot career, quote unquote, I really don't want any more flowers on my.
If you had a six petal daisy shape on your toe, we'd all but laugh at you at this point.
I mean, it'd still be cute. I still do it sometimes, but
Yeah, but I mean, we expect the rare night blooming orchid.
Well, I'm saying if it's Halloween, especially, you know, and I know Halloween will have just passed, but yeah, I want a really cool petty, and nobody can do the kind of art designs that I do on mine. So right now, if you're not on my Twitter or my OnlyFans, because I've not posted it on Instagram, then you wouldn't know that I have Chucky's eyeball and the stitches on my big toes.
Oh, I didn't know that. And I am on your Twitter, but...
But I just did it. I just did it last night, so... Wow. And we had a super quick mini photo shoot, so they'll be on Bottom Drawer's photos soon, I'm sure. But yeah, so I did the Chucky eyeball kind of ripping, you know, and the little stitches everywhere. It looks pretty cool, and I just don't think that anyone else could have done that like that. So they wouldn't even know what the fuck I was talking about. So the guy that does my feet, and it's been the same guy. He does a good enough job. Getting the feet soft and massaging and stuff. And this is not the one that was like creepily rubbing forever. So that's what I do as far as foot care is, other than my regular pedicures. And then I also get a wax. I can't remember what the name of it is right now.
I was going to say, you said that's what you do for foot care. And basically, you only talked about that's what you do for nail color between pedis.
Well, okay, so
pedicures, other than beating your feet up, walking around barefoot and everywhere.
Well, pedicures, I mean, what they do for the basic pedicure is basically, you know, cut the cuticles, you know, exfoliate the feet, cut all the skin around it, around the toes and the nails, and get rid of any calluses. They do foot scrub again, like all that kind of basic stuff, and then they lotion them up and massage and all that.
But what do you do on the off weeks? Anything?
I do a lot more on my own. So I do paraffin wax. That's what it's called, a paraffin wax. I don't know what it is with the paraffin wax, but it makes them so sensitive that I come home and I just want to touch things with my feet. So I want to put them on my husband's face, in his hands. I rub the carpet. Like, I mean, it just makes them so sensitive.
It's like you're rolling on ecstasy.
Yeah, a little bit, yes, but only like, you know, the bottoms of my feet. No, but at home, I constantly using different types of oils, constantly using lotions. I have this problem with my heels where they're like these little cracks, like tiny little cracks that are so hard, like they get really dry and it's really hard to keep them, you know, from getting bad and turning into calluses. So I'm constantly moisturizing that, constantly putting all kinds of shit on them. And I basically like sand them down with the scrubber. You know what I mean? Like I'm just like scrubbing, all the dust comes off, which I sell. I have a person that consistently buys it and eats
it. There's a fetish and a customer for everything, isn't there?
There really is, yeah. He likes to taste it. He says it tastes like feet. So, you know, he rubs it on his cock and, you know, whatever.
What won't horny guys rub on their cocks, really?
I don't know. I mean, because I'd like to say, like, fucking hot sauce, but I bet you.
Oh, no.
There's a ton of people rubbing fucking hot sauce on their cock right now. I mean.
I remember... Just before we started recording, you said, you know, talking about we've fallen away from, you know, me defining some of the odder terms we've used. And it's funny because I remember in an early episode, I don't remember how it came up, and it was a really early episode, I had to define figging on the air. Still don't know why it's called figging when it's done with, like, ginger and radish and other spicy vegetables. But
I think that was in our Citra episode.
I feel like it was, yeah, because we got a little bit into CBT in that episode. But, you know, right. If there are guys who will, you know, do urethral sounding with spicy vegetables, there are guys who will put hot sauce on their nuts.
Yeah, sure. So there isn't anything that you won't put on, that guys won't put on their cock to come. So, but yeah. I mean, that's, you know, my husband takes really good care of his feet too. So he, I don't know, what is it with men? Is it because of the type of shoe you guys wear? Because like his feet get really calloused too. And I'm like, and he never, ever, not even for 2 seconds does that guy walk around barefoot.
I was going to say, yeah, I have completely the opposite problem. I'm never barefoot. And I definitely think my calluses are from my shoes. Where a woman's shoe, well, especially a heel, you tend to put all the weight kind of down towards the toes. Men's are pretty flat. And I've always attributed it because I've paid attention, because one foot gets more callous than the other. And most human beings do not have two identical size shoes, feet. Unfortunately, right. You have to buy two identical size shoes. So I find that the shoe that is slightly looser causes more calluses.
Because so it's rubbing. It's rubbing more.
It's the sliding. Yeah.
Yeah.
Your foot
yeah.
sliding back and forth on the insole is what I attribute any callusing to.
So do you do anything to care for your feet?
I
just kind of let them be.
I don't completely let them be. You know, obviously, first and foremost, trim your nails and such. Especially since my nails tend to, even when I'm keeping up on them, tend to break through the sock right at the big toe. I was talking to a college friend of ours, and I said, I got some badass big toes. They just like rip on through the socks. So we were talking about just like where we get our socks. And sometimes because the designs are huge, you're buying really cheap socks.
Yes. Yeah.
And especially if they're a one-sided design where, so the left foot, left sock always goes in the left foot and the right sock always goes in the right foot. That's when, you know.
So you wear it down.
Yeah, you wear that spot down really, really quick, unfortunately, especially in cheap socks. But no, I'll also, I mean, I don't have like the plane and the rasp and the pumice and the six different layers that I've talked about when, you know, when I've done somebody's feet for them. But yeah, the basic pumice-y one, I'll definitely hit my calluses with. Or in a total guy mode, I can also just kind of take a pocket knife and kind of
pick at it.
No, I'm not ripping my feet apart. Just almost like shaving.
Like you're shaving?
Yes. Just taking the straight edge of the pocket knife and running across the callus. And basically it's the same thing as scraping a callus, just with a much more manly tool.
See, I pumice so often that I don't get, like, my calluses will never get that big. Like, so there'll be like a little rough spot. And there's a spot on my the ball of my foot where I got a cut on a glass or something when I was young. So it's kind of a scar there. Mm-hmm. And that tends to get kind of rough around there. So I'm constantly pumicing that. I'm constantly using the little tool that's like a cheese grater, you know?
Yep. That's what's like a rasp.
But then that can leave your feet really rough too. So, so then I follow up with like a dry pumice stone though, and not a wet one, a dry one.
You know, that's the thing with any of those. Even with woodworking, you know, you start with a plane and then the rasp and then the sandpaper and then a finer sandpaper.
Yep.
It's the same idea.
Exactly. That's exactly what it is.
If you've got a really good home kit, you've got the plane, which is literally the blade with the safety. And then the next step down is the rasp, which is what you call the cheese grater. And then the next step down is a rough pumice.
Yep.
And then the next step down would be the finer wet pumice.
Yes. Yeah. And so I use all of those all the time. So my feet are generally pretty soft, despite the fact that I'm always walking around barefoot everywhere. So, and then I add to that, you know, the ending being oil it down and then paraffin wax, which is fucking amazing. Or like they sell it in a booty now. Like you can buy it for $5 on Amazon and you basically put it in hot water, like boiling water, and then you stick your foot in the booty. You like rubber band the booty around the ankle and you like let it sit and massage it. It's fucking amazing. So ladies, well, if you have not done a paraffin wax, you really need to.
But there's a warning I want to give, but I think we'll give it right after this quick break. And we're back. And just before the break, you were talking about You know, bagging your feet for paraffin wax. I've also heard of they make a kind of sock that is made of a less it's still porous, but it's not, so you can actually put lotions or paraffin wax in it, and it's as a sock, it's a little more comfortable than walking around with like garbage bags under your feet.
Some like aloe infused.
I've seen them like with socks. Infused, or I've just seen them where the sock is made with enough synthetic material that the lotions and waxes don't leak out. Either one's available. But what I thought you were going to say was all the rage a year and a half ago, the foot peels, the acetic acid, I believe it's acetic or acylic. And we can have some chemist ring us up later and explain what I said wrong. But one of those, there's also the uric acid ones, which is terrifying because I think by the root of the word, we all know effectively what uric acid is. Now, some women swear by those things, the foot peels and all the baby feet and then all the knockoffs.
I've never tried that
before. And I think for you, you're going to have the same reaction that a lot of the people I know have, which is stay the hell away from that.
Why? What happens with it? Tell me about it. I didn't know about this.
So if you've got soft or fairly sensitive skin, if your feet are covered in callus and therefore have a lot of thick skin on them and therefore have a lot of room to have an acid peel on them, you probably don't notice it. And it peels away a lot of dead skin. If you don't have a lot of dead skin, or if you have some dermatological issues or dermatological sensitivities, i.e. you just have soft, sensitive skin, you're putting acid on your skin. And I have seen women where the peel won't stop. I've seen women where it's a freaking acid burn.
Oh, God.
Because it is a freaking acid burn, and you just don't know how sensitive your skin is to whichever of the three acids they use, or especially when they're not the brand name one, what's the concentration of acid they use. And yeah, where it's supposed to be, okay, I take the bag off, it doesn't seem to do anything for 2 days, then for 3 days, it's peeling like crazy, and then on the fifth day, miraculously, you look like you got baby soft skin on your feet.
Well, I want that, but I definitely would not.
But if you're at all sensitive to it, on the 345th day, your skin is still peeling off and bright red.
Oh, shit. No.
Yeah, they can be an utter nightmare. So I'm not saying don't do them. I'm saying approach them with the utmost caution. And kind of like when you first want to dye your hair or bleach your hair.
Test it
on an inconspicuous area. Yes. Find out if you're sensitive to this product before you go sealing your feet in bags of it for 5 hours, because you can't undo it.
So that leads me into my next thing that I wanted to talk about, which is, and I'm not sure if I'm pronouncing this correctly, but it's Garra Rufa. Garraruffa. It's a Middle Eastern term, which is basically a fish pedicure. All right, so
we're not talking about painting cute fish on your toenails.
No.
Because that's
we're
a fish
talking
pedicure.
About the little sort of feeder fish, and I should have checked to see what kind of fish they use, but
not piranha.
Like, hundreds of fish in a tank, and you put your feet in there, and the little fish nibble all of the dead skin away. Now, it's huge in Thailand. Like, they have, like, the way that they set up is, like, they have, like, this sort of bench on the outside, almost like when you go get your shoes polished. Like, you know, there's that guy on the, you know.
Yeah. So, classic at train stations.
Right, yeah. So it's, like, a long, like, kind of a bench. It doesn't even have a back to it. And then they have these long tanks, like a just across at the bottom. So you're sitting higher and then your feet hang and they go right into the water. And then the fish come and they nibble all of the dead skin away. Now, I've heard about this for years and I've always wanted to try it. Like, you see it in movies, like at when they're having a bridal, you know, shower and shit like that. And so I've always wanted to try it, and I forgot about it for a couple of years until I went to the aquarium the other day and they had an actual.
Annie, like, do not stick your feet in the aquarium.
I did not. I looked at it, like I leaned down and I was like,
you know what I'm picturing now? I'm picturing Star Trek IV, The Voyage Home, when Mr. Spock is swimming in the whale tank.
And it's dirty or
no, just know. he's just being a crazy Vulcan and he went to like the aquarium and climbed in the tank and started swimming. And of course he's Mr. Spock. So he's also mind melding with it, talking with a whale. But I'm just picturing you being that crazy fucker at your local aquarium, well, I mean, getting your ass thrown out because you're like asking if the piranhas will like chew on your feet for a while.
Well, it was like an attraction. Like anybody could do it. They weren't even charging for it. Like you just stand on the thing aquarium? And stick your and you stick your feet in there, and then the fish nibble your bacteria away. Except I looked in that tank, and it looked filthy. And then I thought to myself, how's that disinfected? Like if I stuck my feet in there, and then who stuck their feet in there before me, right? So I was like, no, thank you, I'll pass. Like I just want to look at the fish and see what the fuck they look like.
Well,
and then we moved on to the fucking jellyfish, right?
I trust the aquarium people to know exactly what kind of fish to use. Probably more than some weirdo in Thailand.
Well, yes, but also when you're going into a salon, it's disinfected. It's properly,
Yeah, they drain the bowl, most of them at least. They drain the bowl in between people. They spray it out. They disinfect. They disinfect all their tools. And you can usually tell the best ones, they almost use the same sort of hygienic standards as a tattoo parlor where they bring out all the freshly chemclave tools still in their bags in front of
yes
them. Absolutely. That's always the best when they set off their station in front of the client and you can see that everything has been freshly disinfected, and they fill the maybe even wipe out the tub before you get there and definitely fill the tub in your presence.
So what they're doing now is they've got these liners, they look like big shower caps,
and So when they drain it, they throw away the liner. The problem is
yes.
When you drain it like that, the liner water is now going into the tub anyway. But
right, yeah.
You're but, hopefully getting mostly clean.
No, because they scrub it in between still.
But they scrub it in between anyway. So yeah, that's some of the post-COVID things are a little overkill. The extra illusion of hygiene that isn't necessary because the old process was hygienic enough.
Well, so it made me, come home and think, oh, let me go find a salon that does this, right? Because I've always wanted to do it, and why the fuck not, right? So in the process of finding a salon that does this, I discovered that it's been banned in Texas since 2010. It's illegal. And you can't do that anymore anywhere in Texas. And here's part of the reason why. In trying to find another place to get it done, I came across an article where a woman who went to Thailand and sat in one of these little tanks and had her little bacteria removed by the cute, adorable little fish had to have all of her toes amputated weeks and months later because there was such a severe infection, and it's from, I don't know what it's from. Are the fish eating? Like, I thought maybe, see, this is what I didn't understand, because I'm assuming they use the same little batch of fish over and over because they're expensive. So there was a whole article on this, and it turns out that like all the salons that were opposing this, the ones that were doing it, were like super pissed because for 500 fish, they paid $2,500. And so they were like, no, I can't use my fish. And what am I supposed to do with all these fish? And, and that was back in 2010. So can you imagine how expensive the little fish are now? But yeah, so they're unable to be properly disinfected, because how do you disinfect?
You can't
like the fish.
Yeah, you could change the tank probably more often than the average fish owner would. But unlike the average fish owner, you've got, well, we said 500 fish in a tank, and yeah, they're eating dead skin. But they're exposing whatever is under the dead skin. You know, you just don't know what's on the feet you're putting in the tank.
Yeah. What kind of disease feet are going in there?
Right. And is that fish capable of, yeah, the fish is good at eating dead skin, but is it really capable of actually getting rid of the bacteria or the fungus? I mean, you know, athlete's foot is super, super common.
Yeah. So she had to get a toe amputated because there was a bone infection. And then she had to get the other one and then the other and then the other one. And so she has like no toes on the one foot. And surprisingly, she has this huge Instagram following. And I'm not going to say her name because I don't know that, you know, she wants it sexualized. I didn't go check out her Instagram page, but it's a true story. And it just happened a couple years ago. It was in 2018. So just a few years ago, I mean, yeah. So I'm like, guess what any is not doing ever.
But
is getting a fifth pedicure. I will cut off my own little dead skin. Thank you very much.
I'm betting you, because you said, well, first you said the Middle East, then you said Thailand. I'll bet you this is a centuries old practice that has almost no issues associated with, and somebody brought the technique over to the United States and missed chapter 12 of the manual. Yeah, missed the point where they said you also have to salt the water with such and such, or, you know, add 3 drops of freaking Frank's Red Hot every 4 days, something.
Or maybe it's like leeches. Aren't you supposed to throw leeches away once they've been used to like drain somebody? So, well, maybe it's kind of like that. Maybe you're supposed to toss them out and kill them.
Well, that's the other thing. I mean, maybe these fish are like freaking betta and goldfish, and, you know, dime a dozen there and here, because they're importing them. They're trying to leave the fish too long. And we know everything imported right now is wicked expensive, but even before, who knows?
Yeah, I'm sorry. That's just not something that...
Oh, no.
I guess I should check statistics, right? But that just scared the shit out of me.
No, you're totally right to be scared of that. And here's the crazy thing. Texas banned it? You know, the land of personal freedom and, you know, don't take away my giant hat. And my feet if I want to. And they banned it?
Yeah, we don't even have a helmet law. Like, you can ride your fucking motorcycle around without a helmet. But fucking little fish, bacteria-eating fish are banned. Yeah.
Well, I think the problem is they're not bacteria. They're skin-eating, but they're not bacteria-eating. They're bacteria-spreading.
Dead skin eating. Right. Okay. Dead skin eating. The little fucking... Yeah. Okay. No. We're just not going to go there. We're just not going to do that.
Yeah.
Unless I get my own fish, like maybe I can have my own little...
You got to find your Middle Eastern or Thai expert to know how often you're supposed to recycle that fish. What is the part of the process that got skipped by lazy Americans? Or lost?
Yeah, I guess that's what we should figure out first, because, yeah.
You also got to travel to freaking Oklahoma to do it, because it's banned in Texas.
You know what, too, though? I mean, let's face it, people get infections all the time going to salons just in general. Like an improperly disinfected tool can definitely cause...
No doubt.
Fungal infections on the nails and shit like that. I hear it all the time, especially with acrylic nails. Yeah.
Easy to blame the little fish.
Yeah.
It's not the fish's fault.
Either way, I'm not doing it anymore, okay? I'm scared.
No fish petties. We do not endorse fish petties. We endorse utmost safety with chemical foot peels. We do not endorse the stepping on children's toys.
No. We're stick to, okay, so ladies, okay, recap. Just stick to your cuticle removers, your pumice stones. Moisturize. Oh my gosh, you know what? I almost forgot. Like, my secret to keeping my soul soft is every jizz. Once in a while, like every 1 or 2
not,
weeks.
Not jizz.
It is not jizz. No. I mean, I guess it could be jizz. I'm about to tell you what you need to do. I take globs of Vaseline or Aquaphor or some type of like super thick, like I have a foot cream that's like extra thick heel cream. So I glob it on to my entire foot. I saran wrap all around and then I put socks on top and I sleep with that on.
And see, now if you bought the socks I told you about that are somehow non-permeable, you wouldn't have to saran wrap your feet.
Well, you have to figure out then what kind of socks those are, because
I gotta find you and send you a link or find them and send you a pair.
But sure. I'm telling you, that saran wrap, like, so there's been times when I don't go get a pedicure and I have really kind of let my feet go and I've been walking around barefoot, or like no, that's not true. I was going to say, like, when I go to the lake or the river, but actually that has the opposite effect. Like, they get pumiced on their own on the floor of the river. But
I was going to say much earlier, the counter move for walking around barefoot is walking on a beach barefoot. Sand is the ultimate pumicing.
Absolutely. Yeah. No, but if I've been like on concrete or whatever, like, and my feet are just fucking rough. That happens usually in summer when I've been wearing like flip-flops nonstop. So the saran wrap
flat around, flat surface slides a lot, not staying in one place on your foot, just like I was talking about with shoes.
Yes, exactly. But that trick, the saran wrap around the foot, like with the globs of Vaseline and then a sock on top, it's amazing. It's amazing.
So something interesting you have said, not necessarily directly, but, and I know a lot of other people have said, people talk about using oils and then using lotions and then using Vaselines. Now, you Vaseline and Aquaphor petroleum product, effectively an oil, oils, obviously, an oil. And then your lotions and such are all water soluble. And we all know that oil and water don't mix. And it's interesting you don't stick to one or the other, that you kind of alternate.
Well, the lotion, I feel like it's like I wanted to. So if I'm wearing flip flops and my feet are dry, I would much rather do a lotion, because if I do oil, it stays oily and then I'm sliding all over the place. So I like to use like the lotion for like everyday kind of moisturizing, like during the day while I'm active. And then I save the oils for like after my shower or at night before bed. But I buy, I have a ton of oils. I once had my awesome little sub buy all of them off of my Amazon wish list. So I've got a ton of them sort of lying around with different scents and everything. But I think the most effective one is just plain old organic coconut oil.
Oh, and it's God. Actually people, like, people it's love cooking. Coconut oil for everything.
Well, it is
the ultimate oil. Panacea. You can cook with it. It's great for your skin. It cures cancer. I'm joking. But people got crazy about a coconut oil 5 years ago, and they did claim it fixed everything. And, you know, it doesn't fix everything. But as far as a versatile oil.
Well, it didn't fix fucking my husband's cholesterol. They were saying he had, because he's a health nut, right? And he does not eat poor at all, anything ever. And his cholesterol levels were a little off, not a lot. And so he went through the list of everything that he eats. He doesn't even eat red meat. And then we figured out that it was the coconut oil that was. So I had to stop cooking with coconut oil because I used it for cooking too, just like you said. But no, I buy this like huge organic tub. It's like $10. And you know, the coconut oil is like kind of pasty. It's not just like an oil. And so I just scoop out some of that and I sort of keep it separate. You can add scented oils to it and it makes it smell even better. So I swear by that shit. But yeah, that's my big old secret. I wanted to steal goddess Rhonda's recipe for her oils. She told me what she puts in that. I can't remember exactly what it is, but I have to say her oils really did a good job on my feet too. So she said she was going to patent it and sell it, but I don't know. She's got so much going on. But yeah, so that's what...
One of the things is you cannot patent a fragrance. That's why designer impostors is perfectly legal.
But I mean, like, just what's in it, I guess.
Well, the combination what's in it is,
of it. No?
Unless you, in that case, you can only, well, I don't want to get into patent attorney, but yeah, if the blend of
oils okay, don't patent it. She's going to bottle it and sell it.
Yeah.
She's going to bottle it and sell it.
You're calling me out on my absurd anecdotes to try to make me, you can't patent a fragrance. It's just one of those interesting little things that a lot of people don't know.
Well, I mean, you know, if we're talking fragrances, we're going to have to save that for another episode because everything smells different to everyone.
That is very true.
So, you know, it's subjective. So yeah, you can't patent a smell. How do you prove it fucking smells like roses? If I say, no, that shit smells like fucking feet. It's like Doritos, right? I have a friend that refuses to eat Doritos because she says it smells like feet.
Well, a lot of people we know describe feet as smelling like Fritos. So it makes sense.
Corn chips. Yeah.
Well, some people say corn chips and some people say cheese. So what the heck is a Dorito? It's a corn chip with cheese.
Yeah. But I do not smell. So I can see the corn chip like part of it, like the Fritos corn chips. I can definitely like my sister's feet smell exactly like I could need some fucking cheese and chili to make a Frito pie. But Doritos don't smell like feet to me. Like I've never smelled feet like that. So I don't, yeah, I don't know. But yeah, so we're going to save that for another episode. We're going to save the foot smell for another episode. We'll bring an expert on and he can tell us or they can tell us what the fuck the different smells are like and what causes them.
Yeah, we've been terrible at describing this for a while. So we need somebody with a better foot smell vocabulary. And I think we've pretty much found one and we're going to enjoy picking their brain.
Yeah. But yeah, so yeah, No aquarium fish pedicure for me, thank you.
Mm. And be careful with the chemical peels too.
I saw that. I think Bliss did that, right?
She did, and she didn't have a great time with it. She's one of my negative test case studies.
I remember her like peeling it off. I don't remember knowing that it was a bad experience. But I wasn't quite sure what I was looking at. I didn't realize that's what it was doing. But no, I've never tried that either. I'm afraid to now because I do have sensitive feet. I don't know. But that's just skin. That skin there is rougher than most. Even when feet are soft, it's still kind of rough. I mean, we walk on them all day. So, you know. But anyway. So there's my two cents on foot care. And how I keep my feet soft. You may not want to keep your feet soft because you may have a different fan base than I do, but that's okay.
So, well, thank you all for listening to this kind of rambling episode, but we also do hope you learned something or were entertained by us. Foot care is important. And pedicures are sexy, and yeah, Annie gets asked a lot what to do.
We should have talked more about, you know, what kind of pedicures you find sexy, because there are a lot of people that just don't want any nail polish and shit on their toes.
Yeah, I'm not an entire page. We have discussed this. You got to have some like dead on bang perfect nails for me to find unpedicured to be right. But we've discussed that. So maybe this one was a little on the different side, a little educational. On the topic of how to adorn your feet though, and other parts of your body as well, it is I think we do need to give a shout out to our sponsor, Crowfoot Jewelry. And Annie, is that unboxing video out yet?
Yes, it is. So go check it out.
All right. So that's going to be on what, the podcast page or the nails page?
I'm going to do it on both. I'm going to do it on both. Yeah.
So on Facebook, check out any.cutie.nails and any_podcaster. And of course, at Crowfoot Jewelry. But Annie's unboxing video.
But just to correct you, you did say Facebook. I don't have a Facebook.
Oh, I'm sorry. You know what? Just on the way home today, I heard some crazy bullshit out of the land of Zuckerberg, because Facebook owns Instagram. And now Facebook, Instagram, WhatsApp, and a couple other crazy things they own that we're not even familiar with are going to be under the umbrella of a new company called Meta. And, you know, I just want to throw Zuckerberg off a bridge.
What does that mean for us?
I have no clue, but he's going to be doing some sort of crazy AR stuff now.
Okay. So it's a fucking tax write-off and shit, and that's why he's creating this new company?
No, I don't think so. I think it was just so that he could acquire something else before the FCC just tries to break him apart. Now he's doing some crazy augmented reality stuff. He promises you'll be able to virtually, holographically go to a concert with your friends and crazy fucking shit.
I could do sessions then.
Yes. Virtual holographic sessions. Yes, fantastic. But, all right, so yes. Instagram, all Instagram, any.cutie.nails, any_podcaster for the unboxing video of her haul from Crowfoot Jewelry, our good friend there, at Crowfoot Jewelry, all on Instagram.
So, and then also, don't forget to follow at Top Toes and Hose.
Until I get taken down. I just got some posts pulled because I posted them 5 years ago when the TOS was different, and now they violate the TOS, and I'm like, oh god,
when am I gonna... But you have like 10,000 posts. Are you really supposed to go back and unhashtag everyone, or un, you know?
My Apple crashed if I try to scroll back 3 weeks. I can't scroll back.
Agreed. Yeah. Go back 6 years and remove all your hashtags.
Right.
Oh my gosh. They're ridiculous. Anyway. Yes.
But follow me at on Instagram, on Twitter, on FetLife. Do I have any other platforms yet? No, not yet.
Email. They can contact us by email.
TeamTopToes@gmail.com. OthoseToes1@gmail.com.
And anytoes@gmail.com.
And if you're not good at writing all these crazy things down, remember just this one. OthoseToes.teamtoptoes.com, and everything else is there.
Or just scroll down and click.
You can find us. You can find us everywhere.
And for those of you masturbating to our voices right now.
Really? Oh, the one of them?
All one of you.
Well, you're welcome.
Bye.